Well, as you all should know by now, the theme of tonight's show is living with somebody, and my story really starts with the fact that about 3 years ago, I wasn't living with anybody and hadn't for about a decade, so I thought, well, it's time to get a pet. And I wanted a dog, but I'm really not home enough to take care of a dog, so I thought, well, I'll get a cat. And then it hit me. Mother of God, I'm single and I'm nearly 40 and I'm getting a cat. So I called a friend of mine who's in a similar situation, and she said, oh, don't worry about it. She said, you know, you're really only a cat lady stereotype if you get multiple cats. So I said, okay, this made sense to me. So I headed off to the SPCA with a friend of mine who's a gay guy because I didn't want to be a stereotype. And that's... And that's when I first saw Molly. She was a sad little tortoiseshell lying in her litter box. She was underweight and had a little crossed eye, and she just looked like she needed me. So I took her home. And like the beginning of most relationships, it was great at first. All she wanted to do was lie on my lap and be petted, and that's really all I wanted in a cat. Well then, after about 4 weeks, the honeymoon ended. I started coming home from work and noticing that the litter box was empty, there was an odor in the room, and there were big yellow spots all over the guest bed. So I flipped out. I raced to the vet. I was like frantic for an explanation. And luckily, my vet had one. She was like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, usually this is caused by a urinary tract infection. That's usually what makes cats go outside the box. So she ran a test, and it came back positive, and I was like, yes, you know, I could give her a pill, and this is going to make it go away. So I did give her a pill, and it did go away. But then, I don't need to tell you that about 3 days after she gets a clean bill of health, she just starts expanding her targets. Now, instead of going on the guest bed, she's also going on piles of laundry, she doesn't care if they're dirty or clean, and stacks of newspaper. I'd be driving my car, smell that smell, and realize that Molly had managed to nail my pant leg before I put the pants on. Maybe I'd let pieces of the Sunday paper fall to the floor and I'd find them drenched later. And God forbid that I should forget to close that guest bedroom door or she'd strike. So I go back to the vet. This time the vet explains to me that cats often stop using the box because of stress, and the stress is usually caused by a change in their environment. I learned that it's pretty easy to rock a cat's world, and I had the distinct impression that it was all my fault. Dr. Thompson got out her checklist of violations. Have you moved the litter box? No. Changed brands of kitty litter? No. Brought a new pet into the home? No. Had a baby? No. So finally, you know, during this interrogation, I realized something. I said, apparently, Molly is only stressed out when she's standing over newspaper or fabric, because she didn't go anywhere else. Well, Dr. Thompson failed to really appreciate that sarcastic comment. She took me seriously. She was like, well, clearly it could be a tactile issue. You know, she likes the feeling of fabric and paper better than kitty litter. She was serious. She was like, so tell you what. She goes, why don't you buy some adult diapers and spread them around the floor? And then if she goes in the diaper instead of your laundry, you know, then you'll know that that's the problem. Well, I just thought that was a great idea. And then she said, I have one last, you know, if nothing else works as a last resort, we can put her on an antidepressant like Prozac. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah. She said, lots of people are doing this now. She said, to stop behavioral problems. She explained to me that animals are like people. They're unhappy when they're under stress, but they're not like people. You know, they can't talk, so they act out through bad behavior. Alleviate the stress with a pill, and you can stop the behavior. Well, there was a certain logic to that, but all I could really think was, you know, there are 45 million people living without health insurance in this country, and this chick wants to put my cat on an antidepressant. The other thing was, you know, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, she was not going on the furniture or rug. She was limiting it to things that I could throw away or wash. And, you know, so what if the Prozac didn't work? Then I'd have exhausted my last resort, and I'd have to consider having her put to sleep, and I couldn't bear that. So that's when I became Molly's psychotherapist. I was determined to find the source of the problem. What was she so upset about? I mean, had she been abused? Was she lonely? So I started conducting my own research. I Googled felines plus urination and cats plus pee plus problems. I did. I stood in the pet aisle of Barnes & Noble reading books about cats. I also, during this process, I even wrote a paper for a science writing class about the use of human psychiatric drugs in animals. And when I was doing the research for that, I interviewed one vet in Annapolis who told me that at her practice, they'd even treated some reptiles. She recalled one iguana in particular. He was having some sort of anxiety problem. But those were mostly sexual issues, she said to me. And, I mean, I don't know if the iguana couldn't get it up or what the deal was, but I was just thanking God it wasn't my problem. But the thing was, I didn't know what my problem was. I mean, I just couldn't figure it out. So the only thing I knew to do was to try everything that had been suggested to me. I confined Molly to one room with the litter box to retrain her to use it. I created a file on my computer called mollyepisode.doc and recorded the time and place of each crime. I bought two more litter boxes so that I'd have one for every floor of my house, and I placed a Depends next to each. I tried my own version of talk therapy. I told Molly she was beautiful and that I loved her because she was. Because she was, and I did. And I praised her every time she used the litter box, even though everybody told me cats don't respond to praise. I figured it couldn't hurt. It didn't help either. She continued to think outside the box. And Molly episode.doc showed no pattern. She might give me 3 weeks off and then go outside the box 3 times in one day. But between episodes, life with her was really pretty sweet, and that really was most of the time. And she still was not going on the furniture or rugs, so I lived with it. And this went on for months. But then one day, about a year after her initial diagnosis, which, by the way, was inappropriate urination, that's on file at Cat Hospital at Towson, I came home from Target, dropped my packages on the floor, and sat down on my new sofa in a puddle. She'd finally gone on something I couldn't wash or throw away. And suddenly I didn't care what Molly's problem was anymore. I was tired of stepping on adult diapers, and I was terminating her psychotherapy. And the generic version of Prozac was only $16 a month. I crushed up the first Prozac pill and stirred it into her fancy feast on September 1st, 2004, and she has not missed the litter box since. Yeah, you think you're happy. I still can't believe it. And I've realized I really do have one more option if the Prozac quits working. I can take it myself. That way, I almost took one of her Valium tonight. She gets that for when she goes to the vet. That way, the next time I sit down in her pool of her urine, I figure I won't mind. People ask me if the Prozac has made her any happier. I can't really tell, but I can tell you that she sure is happy to take it. Because the minute she hears me open that prescription bottle, she knows it's time for her fancy feast, and she comes running. I think of her as my little junkie. The last time I went to the vet, I asked the vet if I could get a liquid version of Prozac. And a few days later, the vet's office left a message on my answering machine. The vet's assistant said, "The liquid flavor that Prozac comes in for humans is licorice, and so that probably wouldn't work for cats. But we could get it in a cat-acceptable flavor. Here's what we have. Bacon, beef, cheese, chicken, fish, liver, lamb, or tuna. Call us back with the flavor Molly would like." I chose the chicken.